have to do is dial in toll-free. The number for you, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right. And as we, by the way, are approaching very quickly the very first night of Free Talk Live, going to be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Tonight's show, we're here, but still in Keene at the LRN.FM studios, and tomorrow night and Saturday night, so we got two more nights after this one, and then it's an entire week broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm pretty excited.
That gifted school really paid off. Did you hear any applause right before the two?
That's terrible. If you're gonna pick on Ian tonight, you know, I've got to get my, like, mom face on.
Good money picking on Ian.
So it's going to be fun, and if you haven't yet gotten your tickets, we'll tell you more about Porkfest here in a little bit. PORCFEST.com is where you can go to learn more about that. So plenty to discuss with your calls, of course, being the primary elements, if you make them. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you're going to give us some interesting statistics about secession and how many people think it's, you know, an acceptable idea, that this is something they would consider possible, something that they might even support. We'll get to that here. 855-450-FREE. And also, news internationally from Egypt. Looks like things are falling apart there again. But first, here's a strange one for you. From St. Petersburg, Danielle Harkins told the kids they needed to rid their bodies of demons.
Oh, okay.
You know, whatever follows after that statement right. Isn't going to be good.
It's not
going
to be good.
I mean, whatever.
Was she on bath salts?
Yeah, good question. She may have been.
So, real quick, Michelle, you're a resident Christian.
Oh, my gosh, I'm token.
What are your thoughts on demons?
I try not to think about demons.
Just, you don't spend much time thinking about, I mean, the Bible mentions four angels by name, two of which are, the bad kind.
Yeah.
I mean, Abaddon and Satan, and that's all we really know. I mean, you know, Jesus drove out some demons
that
and put
Satan
in some pigs, right?
Lucifer, who was the head conductor of music, and he was cast out of heaven.
These could be all different people for all we know, but I mean, you know, it more or less has played a role in Christianity for as long as Christianity's been around, and even before that.
Right.
The belief in demons. Now, I believe in God, but I don't believe
in
devil.
C.S. Lewis wrote a really great book, actually, called C.S. Lewis, who's
okay,
the author of
Screwtape
Letters.
Yeah, I read them.
Screwtape Letters,
sure.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
God, demons? You're talking about something I read 20 years ago. It was letters from Satan to Jesus, maybe?
No.
How am I doing?
That's so cute.
What is it?
Right. So there's Wormwood, and he is...
The plant?
He's a demon.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So there are demons who... There's an uncle and a nephew, and they're trying to... The uncle is trying to help the nephew to distract a Christian from distract him, actually, and not turn him away from God, but just distract him.
Just some random Christian or Jesus?
No, a particular Christian in the story, in order to make him ineffective, basically. But C.S. Lewis is just such a great writer, and was a logician at Cambridge, and so, you know, he's fun to read, whether or not you're a Christian.
He did the Chronicles of Narnia, and
exactly,
that was certainly popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
So, whenever, a statement begins with, you have to remove the demons from your body, whatever the solution for removing those demons is likely going to be possibly crazy, dangerous, stupid, or a combination of those three.
I can't think of any of these that have worked out well. Go ahead.
So here's what Ms. Harkins had her young friends do. They gathered before dusk on Saturday around a small fire near St. Petersburg Pier. She told them they should cut their skin to let the evil spirits out.
Just the skin?
Then they needed...
Do you have to get all the way through the epidermis in order to get the demons out?
Now we're going to start bleeding ourselves?
You could cut yourself a little bit and not get all the way through the epidermis.
Well, and just as a little note in here, you said rid your body of demons. Mm. Demons are spiritual beings, so why would you rid a physical entity of a spiritual thing would be my first point, period.
Yes, but I mean, the Catholic Church has exorcism rites, and surely they do something physical when they do that.
I know, I saw that movie.
I don't know anything
it was
else about
scary.
It. I never even saw the movie, in fact.
But her I know head they turns have the around, rites. She vomits, she levitates. It's crazy.
Yeah, indeed.
So once you cut yourself in this particular case, she then instructed the young people, and I'm still not quite clear why they were hanging out with her,
but
near a pier in St. Petersburg around a fire. But she said then they needed to burn the wounds to ensure the spirits would not return.
Cauterize them.
So we'll tell you more about what she did here in a moment. Lisa's on the line listening in Grand Rapids. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hello. I feel absolutely terrible. I just got through this radio station, and I was listening to a show before yours. I didn't realize that the shows had split, so I had called to make a comment. They were asking people whether they were going to support President Obama in November.
Oh, well, talk to us about that.
Well, no, that's a deep talk radio subject. You want to talk about one of the most surface-level, useless discussions you could possibly have. But go ahead with your thoughts. I mean, you're welcome to call in about anything.
Alrighty, well, I just want to say that I am a supporter of President Obama and I'm going to vote for him mainly because I come from a college-educated family and I have family members that are dead set on believing he's a terrorist, a Nazi, a socialist. And so I just thought that maybe if he wins this election, it's a wake-up call to my Republican Party that we can get back to being normal again.
So you're a Republican who's voting for Obama?
Yes, I voted for him the first time. And actually, I probably lean more independent. I vote, but my tickets split all the time. But it's just sometimes I just think the party's gone crazy.
Would you have voted for Ron Paul since you're a Republican and he was, you know, he was essentially a nominee up until, or a candidate up until a week or so ago?
He's still a candidate.
I believed in a lot of the things that he stands for, but some of the things, he's just so radically over the top in some of his spending reductions. But he definitely is more like the old normal Republican Party than what we have now. You know,
Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney seems pretty centrist, though. You're saying what we have now, and I'm wondering what you're referring to.
Well, I just think that we've just kind of gone crazy. There have been so many things that President Obama has implemented that are basically my Republican Party's ideas, and they're against it. 2/3 of the stimulus was tax cuts.
You know, I have to say, Lisa makes a lot of sense what she's saying here in that, I mean, Obama is essentially George Bush III. I mean, he's basically done everything George Bush did. He continued the war. I mean, you're probably somebody, do you support war?
No. But,
you don't.
But all of my Republican friends, they do support the war. They do support that kind of nonsense. So, I mean, it's just kind of crazy because it's not to not like somebody, but I mean, they're deathly afraid of him in the White House. And it's just like, I think the talk machine has worked really, really well in making people think this black man's kind of different. And yeah, black people are kind of different. And now we've got.
I've never heard any talk shows say that ever.
Yeah, I mean, either.
I hear people, and people think that way because you would never have somebody in the State of the Union yell out, "You lie," to a white presidential. You know, even when he made the comment to at the State of the Union to the Supreme Court that, you know, he didn't agree with Citizens United. And to me, the purpose of the State of the Union is to let people know how you feel, what direction, whether you like what a president says or not. Be honest and tell us, you know. And so
you said be honest.
But when President Reagan addressed at the State of the Union and said that he didn't agree with the ruling of Roe versus Wade, and there were members of the Supreme Court at that time that had voted on that issue, nobody said anything about how inappropriate it was. That was appropriate. Ronald Reagan wanted to let people know where he stood.
Well, information certainly passes faster today than it did back then. But I'll tell you what, Lisa, I'm still curious about, you know, why you're supporting Barack Obama. If you actually oppose war, which is what you told us you did, because he's a warmonger.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
George, you can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring climate to the rally.
Come with me. comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, 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 hey,
who do you think you're for?
Excuse me.
There is no video room or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is,
you ain't gonna make.
Wait,
you gotta go.
Now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight here with you, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Those features, by the way, include listening choices. We have live streams in broadband, midband, and dial-up flavors. Plus, you've got radio listening options, including over 100 radio stations across the country, various different times throughout the week.
on both AM and FM. Plus, you can get us on XM as well, where you can find us on two different channels every single day of the week. We've got our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way, too. That's listen.freetalklive.com to get the details.
Join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business there. You can create a will or a living trust. This is important if you have a family. You register a trademark or, you know, whatever common legal documents you need. They're empowering you and protecting you at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. It's coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
Now, we lost the lady caller that we had on the line. I think it was Lisa. She had called to talk about whether or not she's going to vote for Obama. She says she is. She is also a Republican. And her point, I thought, was, you know, kind of accurate. Like, Obama's a better Republican than Mitt Romney is. And so she's going to vote for Obama.
I didn't quite get her point that some Republicans are bigots. So let's vote for a black man because that'll teach the bigots not to be bigots. Like, really? You think that's going to teach the bigots not to be bigots? Maybe we should have a conversation with bigots about their bigotry.
How come he's black when it's only 16%? I mean, is that kind of like...
50. I don't know. Some number.
Yeah, no, that was the big thing is I laughed because my kids were more African than he was.
He self-identifies as a black man, and
right.
That's his choice. So, you know, fine. If I choose to self-identify as having no race, so nobody respects that, though. Nobody is going to go ahead and say, oh, yeah, you're not a white guy, even though I'm not a white guy. I've got all kinds of other things in there, and I got proof.
I thought I was hoping she'd hang on because I really wanted to dig into her, what she said kind of glossed over briefly, and that was that she's going to vote for Obama, but yet she's anti-war.
Yes.
And so how is it that you can be anti-war and not take that seriously? I mean, for me, war is a pretty serious thing, right? I mean, it's one of the most serious possible encounters that human beings can get into. And, it's destructive. It doesn't bring anything that's positive. I mean, it results in death. It results in, you know, destruction of property. It's just awful. And how could you call yourself anti-war but vote for somebody, which is essentially, you know, endorsing that person, if you know they're a warmonger? I mean, it's one thing if you're not sure.
Right.
And maybe you don't, you know, the devil
you
know.
4 years ago, he was going to bring everyone home and blah, blah, blah.
But now you know, the devil you know, this guy is a warmonger. He's not going to change his ways in the next 4 years.
Because
I can understand why people were duped the first time out. But
the only thing that people think is, at this point, I have a choice. My choice is between Mitt Romney pants and Barack Obama. And that's what they think. And now,
oh, cutesy names.
Right, cutesy names. Those are the names they've come up with over there. And, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. At this point, consider that your one vote doesn't really count for any of these candidates. So you might as well spend it on the third-party candidate that you like.
Yeah, well, find a candidate that is as close to your views as possible.
But most people don't look at it that way. Because you have one vote. Let's imagine for a second that I'm an extraordinary...
Most people believe there's a difference between the two parties, that between the Republicans and the Democrats.
I don't see much of a difference.
That there's some sort of appreciable difference. Well, some people must, right? Because I've been out on the streets over the last few days collecting petition signatures for the Libertarian Party. I'm back at it the LP. I haven't joined the National Party. I've only joined the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
Are you going to try to be a House Rep?
I am running for State House Rep.
Wow.
But you might as well run for Dog Catcher or King of the World.
Well, right. You would think, right? Like, any Libertarian Party candidates don't win. So the idea is to get the message out about freedom. That's
right.
The purpose, in my opinion, of running as a Libertarian candidate. But apparently, these other people that are, dyed-in-the-wool Republicans and or Democrats have very strong feelings about not even allowing the Libertarians in the race. On the ballot. It's amazing to me. I had a conversation today with a woman who self-described as a Democrat, and I said, well, I'm a Democrat, too. It's true. I'm a registered Democrat. She used that as her excuse that, well, why she wouldn't sign my petition, which isn't an endorsement of me.
You don't want its third parties on the ballot?
Right.
What she said?
Yeah, something to that effect. Like, you don't want people to have extra choices? And she didn't really have any really good responses to me, just that, yeah, pretty much that's what she didn't want to have happen. She She just thought it should be Republicans and Democrats. She didn't want anything to possibly threaten the status quo. I mean, this is my translation of essentially what she was telling me. She was very dodgy in the way that she approached the issue. She was clearly very uncomfortable about having the conversation, and she wanted to get away from me as quickly as possible. But so much for the principles of, you know, democracy and choice, right?
Parenting is what I call that. Generations and generations of parents who have raised their children to, you know, follow the rules and to keep their head down and do what they're told and not have to, you know, have independent thoughts. Not think for themselves. And certainly I can vouch for raising three kids who are free thinkers. It's challenging. It's exhausting. It's full-time work.
Well, this is a lady who, if you looked at her, I mean, you know how some people kind of look like they're Democrats and some people look like they're Republicans?
Yes.
So
I feel like I could pick them.
Right.
Sarah Palin looks like a Republican.
She's one of those ladies. You look at her, you know she's probably going to be saying she's a Democrat. And so you would think somebody who's a Democrat would have an understanding for why choice is valuable in, you know, political election. But nope, not interested in the slightest at assisting people in getting on the ballot. In fact, some people seem interested. Like, the opening line is, are you a New Hampshire registered voter? If they're not, move on. If they are, then the next line is something like, well, I'm running for, I'm trying to get on the ballot. Can you help me with a signature? Mm-hmm. That's a good line because it kind of asks for someone's help, and most humans are willing to help another human being. But the people that are more politically, attached will ask you a question or two to try to discern what's going on. Well, are you running for or what's your name, or what are you running for? And they'll kind of ask me a little bit about that, and then I'll give them that information. And eventually I give them the information, if they ask enough, that this is not just for me, because the petition is not a petition specifically for me. It's a petition to get the Libertarian Party on the ballot in New Hampshire this year. So it would essentially qualify a bunch of people across the board to run for election. And it's with some people, as soon as the words the Libertarian Party come out of my mouth, they are not interested anymore. You know, so they might have been interested had it been, the Green Party or something like that, or maybe
we should have a Live Free or Die Party. Maybe they'll go for that instead.
Well, yeah, I mean, clearly there's some baggage involved. Like, I guess people within the political realm are very intimidated by the Libertarian Party. They're so intimidated by the libertarian ideas that they will do whatever they can to protect the elections process from even having a libertarian choice.
I find it stupefying.
Even though they always lose.
I find it stupefying that somebody wouldn't sign a petition to add a third party to the ballot.
Right.
I mean, really, what kind of sick fascist are you that you don't want a third party on? I don't care.
It's upsetting.
I don't care if it's the fuzzy pink bunny party. I'll go ahead,
man.
That's
how I feel.
I'll sign it. I've done it more than once. I've looked at the person in the eye and said, I'll sign your petition to put you on the ballot, but I think you're a fool and you're wasting your time for running third party. I mean, I have done it. But I'll sign your petition.
Right.
And they'll just smile at you dumbly because, well, you know, whatever, third parties. But whatever, you know,
well, yeah,
if you want to be on, you want to be on.
855-450-FREE is a SACL CAI toll-free line. You want to put out there what you want to receive, right? So if somebody approaches me with a petition for getting an extra choice on the ballot, I'll sign it. It doesn't bother me at all. 855-450-3733. I understand it's not an endorsement or a vote for that person. Just getting them on the ballot. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got listening options, news updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. You can go and enjoy it all over at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com is where you can actually control the content of the website. How many other talk shows let you do that? I've never heard of any.
Lady called in, to the wrong show, and we've been talking about what she's been talking about for the last half hour.
It's true. We will really talk about anything here. 855-453. And coming up, things are going to be a little bit different on Free Talk Live next week. It's going to be happening from this show. It's going to be happening from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So I can do it naked!
You know, if that floats your boat, Michelle, you're welcome to.
Right. I couldn't do that here because there's the camera.
That's true. Well, I mean, if you really wanted to, we could probably
do a lot for our numbers. Cam, I'll tell you.
So
we could talk about some kind of recompense here if you need to.
It's true that we don't have a cam while we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The audio feed will still be available on the cam, but you will not have a picture. We will be there broadcasting live every single night, and it's not just going to be us, but there are going to be a lot of great programs that will be there from LRN.FM, So lots of stuff to listen to, but it's not a radio listening convention. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are hundreds of like-minded people that are going to be in attendance. They're going to be hanging out, getting to know one another, old friends meeting old friends meeting new friends meeting new friends, etc.
I'm going this year.
That is exciting, and I'm glad to hear that, because I missed you last year.
Yes.
And so come on out. You can meet all kinds of interesting people. You'll have a great time. Maybe you've got a family. There's lots of family events going to be happening. Or perhaps you'd rather go to more adult-style parties, like the Bigger Gayer Dance Party, which will be attending. Or that will be. I presume you're going to be attending that, Michelle?
I'm leaving on Friday. I'm there from Tuesday to Friday. I know, so no pole dancing for me this year.
Well,
I
heard the pole's not going to be there anyway. They're going to have...
if Michelle's not going to be there, why have a pole?
There you go. They are going to have, like, a super gay, like... Well, I mean, the whole thing's going to be super gay, but they are going to have a drag show.
Are you
going to
dress up again?
I believe I will be having some sort of an outfit.
I'm thinking really, really, really tight, tight, tight bike shorts with suspenders.
Oh, God.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Go to porkfest.com.
Fuzzy glove.
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com. Get registered. It's not too late. And, of course, you can also show up the day of. By the way, I'm told the campsites are sold out. Now, I don't know if that means that the RV sites are sold out, so there may still be some opportunity to come there and get a site. You can call Rogers Campground and get the details on that. All the details on Rogers Campground and the event are all available at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Of course, we will take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Mark, you said you wanted to get into a little bit more about this whole voting third party thing, which some people are just, they're so deathly afraid of even letting a third party candidate on the ballot. Although, to be fair, most people are pretty receptive toward it. I've been doing petitioning about an hour a day over the last few days, and just kind of going in downtown Keene and talking to folks and walking up and down Main Street and asking people to sign petition.
This is socializing for Ian.
Most people, you're so mean. You know, I go out way more than you do, so leave me alone.
He always tries to show off to me, you know?
Do you think it's more tonight than any other night?
Yeah, he does.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I might be onto something. I'm going to go with the woman's intuition on this one.
I do tend to look at the third party, the third chair when I'm ribbing Ian, no doubt, but I don't think it happens any more often when you're around.
So people are pretty responsive, though, to be fair. Most people, significant amount of people I ask just aren't from New Hampshire, so they're disqualified right out of the gate. But the rest of them, generally people are pretty friendly towards signing a petition. However, I'd say it's more like 60-40, like 40% of people who do live in New Hampshire and who are registered voters in New Hampshire, about 40% of them will just say, nope.
I find that stunning.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get myself to ask more why. Like, the first time I was so stunned, the first day I went out, I was so stunned by it, I just didn't want to say anything, you know, because it seems like people are in a rush. And
I think I'm in a rush is a legitimate reason.
That's not the reason. Well, first of all, that's not the reason I have been given when I have been.
But often people will not give you the reason.
Usually, if they're in a rush, they're not going to stop to talk to you. They'll say, "I'm in a rush. I can't talk to you." But if they're going to stop to talk, they're going to tell me more. So as I learned more from my petitioning experience, I will give it to you. But Mark, you had something about third parties and like math.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, oftentimes people say they don't want to vote third party. And I'm not advocating. At this point, I guess I am advocating. I'm probably going to vote for, the way things look, I'll be voting for Gary Johnson for president, but from the Libertarian Party. But, I don't have any illusions that libertarians are going to win. They'll win if people vote for them. But it tends to be the people don't vote for them. And the reason often given is that they don't want to waste their vote. People that say they don't want to waste their vote don't understand the math of voting.
Right.
So I'm going to explain the math of voting to you. Chances are good you live in a red state or a blue state if you're listening to me. So whatever that state is likely goes strongly one way or the other. Possibility is that you live in one of the handful of swing states out there. Now, the swing states really are the only states at this point that make any difference. New Hampshire is a swing state, but swung pretty strongly towards Barack Obama in 20.
That doesn't mean they're swingers.
I'm certain there are some. Swung strongly towards Obama in 2008. At that point, it was 68,292 people in New Hampshire voted more for a Barack Obama. That was the difference between McCain and Obama. That was the margin by which Barack Obama won. Let's assume that I'm an extraordinarily influential, nationally syndicated talk show host. I'm not that influential, but let's assume that I'm extraordinarily influential, and I can influence 1,000 people's votes. Now, you think for a second that your vote counts for something. I can influence my vote and the 999 other people's votes. It's still, in the state, it still wouldn't have mattered. If I could take 1,000 votes away from Obama's total and add it to McCain's total, the margin would only be 2,000 votes fewer. Don't imagine for a second, you listening to me in your car, that you've got that kind of influence. I don't have that kind of influence, mind you. Don't imagine that you've got 1,000-vote influence. You could pull your one vote out of the 2000 election in your state and stick it on the other column. It doesn't make a whit of difference. The biggest difference you can make with your vote is actually voting for the third-party candidate of your choice, because that will make it more likely that your third party that you prefer will get on the ballot in the future.
Depending on where you live.
It just makes it more likely.
Ballot right? access regulations are different in every single state.
They are.
In New Hampshire, that's a true statement. If, for instance, if the governor candidate gets 4% here, then they'll lock in a major party status, which, of course, they change the rules to make it more difficult as time goes on.
Every time it's a moving target, there's no doubt about it.
But I see what you're saying. You're saying because, you know, there's such a large margin of voters, your vote really doesn't count if you're voting for the two major
right.
parties. But maybe there's still that kind of overarching fear that somebody has, like, well, what if everybody voted their conscience? Then it would change whether or not a Republican or Democrat wins.
Well, then the third party would get in. But
right.
You don't get to control what other people do. You only have your vote, maybe your spouse's vote, you know, maybe a couple of your friends' votes. 10 votes tops is what you can influence, maybe. And to the idea that that matters in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't.
No.
So go ahead and vote your conscience, because your vote doesn't count anyway.
To segue a little bit, when was the last time that there was like a huge landslide? It was like Reagan, maybe?
Oh, for the states?
For the presidential election in general, because for the last several, it's been 50-50. Half of the country votes this way, and half the country votes the other way. Half of them are warmongers, half of them aren't. Half of them want to legalize marijuana, half of them don't. I mean, just everything seems to be pretty divided in half.
As far as the national goes, now, people only consider the presidential election to be the only election that counts. And more so, as the president gets to be a more powerful position, this becomes more and more true. Essentially, we're electing a king these days. But, you know, I mean, it's not supposed to be that way.
Coming up, cut yourself to get rid of the demons. That's what one woman told some young people, and we'll see what happened here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you believe in demons. You want to tell us about it? 855-450-3733. Michelle sounds like she kind of does, but doesn't like to think about it.
I came demons.
Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with the 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features there. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do that. All you have to do is go shopping with us. You're going to do shopping anyway online, likely. If you're a smart shopper, it's always a good idea to check online, see if you can get a better deal than those box stores. Probably you can, and you can probably get the best deal at Amazon. If you've shopped at Amazon before, you know that's generally the case. So all you have to do to help Free Talk Live and get your shopping done all at once is go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find Amazon links there. There are affiliate links for Amazon, so when you click those links, there's one for the UK, one for Canada, one for the US. You click through that link, the one that's right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So basically, you're just starting your shopping through our portal, and Amazon remembers, they set a cookie, and they remember that you came through our link, and then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. That simple. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just using our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, that is shop.freetalklive.com. So according to the Miami Herald, MiamiHerald.com, Danielle Harkins told the kids they needed to rid their bodies of demons. As the group gathered before dusk on Saturday around a small fire near the St. Petersburg Pier, They should cut their skin, she said, to let the evil spirits out. Then they needed to burn the wounds to ensure that the spirits would not return. Some kids got cuts at police, some got burned, and Harkins got arrested. She's 35 and a literacy teacher at Lilman, an Asian neighborhood family center, was booked in jail Tuesday morning on child abuse charges in connection with the bizarre ritual, was held on $55,000 bail. Police said the ritual was attended by seven teenagers, all of Asian ethnic background, whom Harkins had taught a few years ago in her job at the center. At least two were injured. According to St. Pete Police spokes bureaucrat Mike Putz, he said, "Obviously, it's very strange. The motivations for the ritual are very unknown to us. None of the teens told their parents about the incident. Police investigated after one of the teens sent a text message about the incident to a friend. That friend told the boy's parents, who then notified police."
So isn't this religious freedom?
To cut oneself? I suppose it should be.
To suggest to other people that they cut oneself in order to... as long as it's to rid demons, not just cutting oneself. I mean, you have to be ridding one of demons at the, you know, in the process.
Why couldn't it just be a ritual, a religious ritual to cut oneself?
Well, I don't know.
Some sort of bloodletting ritual.
Got me.
I know people that cut themselves and they do it, they receive a sort of... endorphins released. It's a little bit mellow and stuff. Yeah, but I have heard that within some Asian cultures, Malaysian cultures, that the spirits and what have you are a pretty key element in their culture and what have you, particularly with older people. So I wonder if this was the demons, or if these kids were looking to get good grades, be helped with their ancestors. Is there anything in the article that says why?
Apparently they were reluctant to talk about the ritual beyond basic facts of what
happened. The demons will get their butts if they do.
When Harkin held a lighter to one teen's hand, the wind blew the flame out. That prompted her to douse his hand in perfume before setting it on fire.
Oh, why wouldn't she think that the angels had blown out the flame?
The boy suffered second degree
burns. Might as well think anything, right?
Second degree burns is what he suffered, by the way. Another teen was cut on the neck with a broken bottle.
Good Lord.
Said police. Harkins
cut people in the neck for anything.
Right. Harkins used a flame to heat a small key, which she then used to cauterize the wound.
Mm.
Boy, nothing's more clean than a key that's gone into a lock a bunch of times.
Well, the finger part on the back is what I'm concerned with.
Stephen Chanathalima, 17, one of the teens who attended the gathering, declined to discuss what happened. He says, "I'm okay, I'm fine, all I know is she's in custody." Harkins was suspended without pay from her job at the family center, where she's worked for about 4.5 years. According to the center's administrator, "We had no suspicion of any of this," she said. "We do everything we can to know our employees." None of the teens is currently taking part in the center's programs, and as a literacy specialist, she taught reading and writing skills to the center's clients. Though the motives still remain unclear, court records and those who know Harkins offered a few clues. She had recently divorced her husband, George. They had two children, a 3-year-old and 4-year-old. Records show that she was the defendant in a sexual violence injunction that was dismissed in January. In August, she filed a domestic violence injunction against her husband, which was also dismissed. So it sounds like it was a bit of a messy divorce.
It does sound messy.
According to her next-door neighbor for the past 4 years, Lisa Cope, Ms. Harkins had taken an interest in extreme religious beliefs. She didn't know what to say when her neighbor, or what to make of her neighbor's newfound religious interest. "She told me I was okay," her neighbor said. She said, "I didn't have any demons." So
Excellent. Apparently,
Ms. Harkins believes that she is the arbiter of whether or not someone has demons in them and has come up with a way to let them out.
Well, she realized that her husband had demons, then she could see that other people would have demons, so therefore she put her right on the path, right?
So, according to, this is the neighbor, I believe. "I don't know where she got the whole demon idea. Who knows what makes people think those things? But yet, Michelle, you said a moment ago that you had seen demons."
I don't know if it was a demon or if it was someone that was demon-possessed. It was definitely something that was beyond physical, I think. I was on a bicycle in Hawaii. This is back when I was 18 years old. And this is the second time. And it was crazy. There was this, I was in Waikiki and it was really busy. And I was cruising on my little bike going very slowly. And this person looked like they were, maybe they were on drugs. Or, might have just thought that they were just really wasted or something. But then...
Now, weren't you using drugs at this time in your life?
No, I was totally clean.
You'd gotten off of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And his eyes, it looked like they rolled back and they became completely yellow. There was no, like, regular.
This is as you were riding by this person?
Yeah, I'm, like, going, I'm on a pedicab, so I'm going, you know, not even 1 mile an hour. I mean, like, I'm just, you know. You could walk faster than I was going. And he looked right at me, and this happened, and he started running at me and got about, 5 feet away. And he was, like, 15 feet away to start with. Got about 3 feet away, and his body was, like, picked up and thrown against a wall.
What?
Yeah. Swear, promise you. This is crazy. Yeah, totally bizarre. And that was the only thing, and I thought,
like, as though the hand of God had reached down and just swiped him off your path.
Yeah, smacked him right out of there. Set him afar. Yeah.
Very interesting story.
It was weird. So I thought about that afterwards, because I'm like, well, what else could explain it? He got up, but he didn't come after me. But so I just thought, well, what else, you know?
That's a hell of a story.
Seemed like a reasonable. It was as reasonable as an explanation to me as anything else.
It's
you
as
know?
Reasonable. It's fine with me because the experience is yours. I will, however, not cut myself over it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even cut my. I mean, if someone said to me, "You have to cut yourself," you know, if you do not retract that comment, we're going to kill you. I'm like, I'll retract the comment. I'll never tell the story again if you're going to threaten to kill me over it. You know, but sure.
It does, you know, this, you know, these things happen. So many people have these things that happen to
unexplainable
phenomenon. Events. And, you know, I can't propose to, you know, any of those. I can't propose to even talk about any of those things, those unexplained events. However, in the name of demons, people have done some amazing things. And I've really,
like, amazingly stupid things?
Yeah.
Horrendous. In the name of God, people have done horrendous things for forever.
Well, I mean, it was back a long time ago before people knew about communicable disease, right? That they thought demons were what we're actually, you know, what we know now.
It all sounds ludicrous to me, but, you know, I didn't have those experiences. Well, I can tell you, I was driving home one night, and I saw some lit up eyes, you know, on the side of the road that were way up high, and I was, you know how I love the Bigfoot.
Like as though we're an animal that were reflecting your light.
By the way, I'd like to point out to you, monkeys and humans don't have reflective eyes when you put a flashlight in your face, so that's important to notice.
But Bigfoot would, you think?
People talk about eye shine in Bigfoot. But
that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
So, like, you're 100% positive you saw reflective eyes? Or
yes,
was it a hallucination?
I am. That doesn't seem likely to me. I mean, I go out with a flashlight on a pretty regular basis. Now, you know, my thought since then has been, well, what's big enough to do that? I suppose a moose is big enough to do that. Do moose have eye shine? Yes, they do. So, I suppose.
Where was this?
But you'd think you'd see the, you know.
This was in Florida?
No, it was right here.
Oh, here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, going home.
Well, do you know that Bigfoot has, he has First Amendment rights here in New Hampshire?
Excellent.
Yeah, he's allowed to film.
Oh, that Bigfoot.
Yeah. Mount Monadnock.
You're talking about a strange court case that came up.
Yes.
A while.
Yeah.
It's a performance artist.
Right. So who knows? Maybe Sasquatch was after you.
There's more to come here. 855-453. Maybe you are somebody who believes in demons. If so, what do you do to get rid of them? This lady thought it was cutting, and apparently the sheriff's department didn't agree with that. She's sitting in jail cell now. 855-450-3733. But, Mark, you asked a good question. Isn't that a legitimate religious ritual to cut oneself? Free Talk Live. You can take control. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.
Radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane, CC Wi-Fi, Internet radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are the best.